Here is a company which could be involved in fracking in the future. We have a cabinet secretary who's had more than £27,000 from this company. At the same time, of course, the government has a moratorium on fracking while we think about whether this is a thing that would be good for Scotland or not. What conversations have there been between politicians and this company? What influence has this company had by making these donations? And how in the future, given that we have a process looking at the evidence, how in the future is a company going to be isolating itself from any accusations of bias and undue influence in the party? It's a tricky time for both sides, definitely questions to be answered. No evidence of wrongdoing at all, of course, but definitely something that needs to be looked at further, and we're looking for statements from the politicians involved to see exactly what they're going to say about the conversations that they've had over time with this particular company. Any suggestion, any whiff of scandal that there might be a relationship between the party or individual politicians and some part of the fracking industry is damaging for those discussions. So we need some clarity, need to clear the air on this one and make sure that there is no and has been no undue influence from this company on politicians.